This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, one and all. All y'all.
All y'all.
As usual, both genders, that's it. If you're beyond the two, change the dang channel. Go somewhere else. Because we're not going to agree. You're going to get mad.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
No.
We want everybody to be happy.
Well, saved. Same.
Yeah. Okay. We really don't want everybody to be happy. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
But we're not here
saved.
To offend. We're really not. We're also here to not, we're not here to compromise.
Yeah. That's very true.
Because we've got some a moral code that we live by based on the Word of God and whatever the Holy Spirit pumps into our heads as we try to remain as close to Him as possible. So that's going to lead to us bumping heads with the darkness. So that's what we do to a large degree. Am I right? Does that sum it up?
Well played, yes.
I'm Gary Chapman.
And I am Scott Kutcher.
This is Turbulent Truth, as you can tell from the coffee cups, which are available online at turbulenttruth.com, along with lots and lots of merchandise. He identifies. He created this recently, and this one has turned into the best conversation starter yet, I think. Maybe second to CBS News.
Yes, News, yeah.
But whoa, this one gets it going.
Your pronouns are what? As a conspiracy theory?
Told you so. That's my pronouns.
Love that.
Because I identify as a conspiracy theorist, which, by the way, there are no longer conspiracy theories.
Well, they're not theories once they're proven.
Well,
they're just conspiracies.
No, now they're just truth.
They're just truth.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in Vegas and you're betting on whether or not it's true or not, these days, bet that it's true.
Oh, yeah.
Just do it every time. Over time, you're going to make a lot of money. So that's a little something from me to you to help you out with your retirement, because you're going to need it, because we're going to a digital currency and we're all going to be broke tomorrow afternoon.
Except for the 1,000 jars, mason jars that we're burying
yes.
Right now, yes.
No.
In a field that I don't own because I'm not allowed to own property anymore.
There is so much. Let's just start popping into it, and we'll have to bounce around pretty quickly this week.
How about Sammy?
No, not yet. I can't start with that. I can't start with that.
We'll get to that.
Let's start with a balloon.
Oh my God.
Let's start with a balloon. I love balloons. You know, when I see a balloon, I think, man, there's a party here somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Or you think of the movie Up.
Exactly.
You know.
Or you think, man, if I blow this up and I pull it like this, I can make the most annoying sound on the planet.
You can.
There's a lot of fun things to do with a balloon. One of them is not to be a communist country and fly one over our country, go all the way across it. I mean, start way up high to the left and go way down low to the right.
But it was an accident. There was no navigation to it whatsoever. It didn't go over key elements of our United States military system.
Like where the ICBMs are stored.
And yeah, no.
Those kind of things.
No, there's nothing to be seen here. It's all good. They had crab rigoons on there.
I bet they did.
That's what they had.
Yes. They were dropping them.
They were dropping them. It was very festive.
They just entered
their new year.
Just for one dark second. One dark second.
One dark. Only one?
If you were inclined to release, say, a bioweapon that was or not injectable to someone's population, and you had that same ability to float a device over that same population and literally distribute anything you chose to into the atmosphere, would that be a danger to our society in any way?
It might be a danger.
If you were president
and
you knew that it was crossing over the Aleutian Islands, about to go onto the dirt that we own in Alaska. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Would you or would you not just say, man, let's get rid of that thing?
Are you kidding me? I'm surprised Palin wasn't out there taking pot shots.
Well,
because she can see Russia from there. So
She can.
But all joking aside, I mean, yes. Because this whole crap of, hey, we had to wait till it was over top of, ocean to be safe.
It was over the ocean.
It was.
Way over there.
And then you were over land that there's a lot of land. And then you were over more land that there's a lot of land. And then you were over a little bit more land that there was a lot of land. So that doesn't hold up.
No, it does not.
It doesn't hold up.
And
it would have been so much easier to retrieve, too.
And then when you do finally decide to make the correct choice to somehow cause it to lose altitude and become accessible to study, mm-hmm. see what they're up to, maybe.
Yeah.
Why would you not just call it I'm sure the military has some form of BB gun, right? Why would you not just poke a hole in the balloon itself so that it would lose altitude, and then basically land intact? No. Let's send an F-22 capable of close to Mach 3 or so, whatever that thing will do, and let's shoot a Stinger missile, not at the balloon.
To destroy it.
At the thing that has all the information. We're taking stupid to new levels, dude.
Oh, I know it.
We're taking way stupid, higher than it's ever flown.
You have a lot of friends and stuff because you've done a lot with the military over the years. I come from a military background with all kinds of relatives that were military, and I've still got friends that do things. And I had a very interesting, very private chat on a thing called Signal that let me know, you know, Scott, we could have ended this really easy with a laser that we perfected 20 years ago for surgical strikes to cut through different mountains and stuff that are mounting onto our submarines.
Mm-hmm.
And can fire up to 20 miles.
20 miles.
How high was it?
Yeah, I think at its highest point that it was reported, it was around, 70,000, 80,000? It got down much, much, much lower.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when you can shoot it with your iPhone, it's less than that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so, that would work. That would work.
They could have pierced the balloon.
Yeah. 20 miles is basically 100,000 feet and plus.
Of course, this individual will never say what it's mounted on, but like he said, there are crafts.
Yeah.
Which I presume is
this would crafts. Have been this would have been the equivalent of the military BB gun I was thinking about, to poke a hole in that sucker.
And that's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, it's just really odd. And, you know, size of 3 buses and carrying a full payload of solar panels to power it so it can be navigated. And if you think for a moment that there's anything to retrieve, because it's already been put to their satellite that's already made it back.
It's already
They've
gone.
They've got everything that they need because we didn't act.
It's all gone.
Because we're ran by people that want our nation to explode so they can redefine it in their own image and replace God completely.
That's true. Did you notice the flight path? Just a quick aside. I fly. I love
I
to
know
fly.
You do. About everything there is.
I actually love flying in balloons. The thing I don't like about them is you can't make them go where you want them to go.
Normally.
You can only go down and up. You can to some degree control
wind patterns, you know.
But you're going to go where the wind's going.
Yeah, where
the
wind blows.
That's your destination.
Isn't that where that saying comes from?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
But this one...
It turns.
It can divert.
It literally
turns. It can stop and stay a while. It can move. It's like... And it makes total sense. I mean,
but they blew up the mechanism that would tell us how they did it.
Yeah, that's in pieces on the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean today.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Anyway, we
and now
have,
they have to get through the large crowd of overweight men like me on jet skis trying to get those ragoons.
Oh wow! Okay, that took me a minute. Now I got you. Okay.
They're like, you don't move, move.
No, you don't want to. You don't want a damp Rangoon. You don't want that.
So
we've spent enough time on the balloon, I believe.
Yeah, well, we all know.
But
guess what?
One more thing. Guess what didn't happen during the week of balloon drama?
Oh, Hunter Biden's laptop.
We didn't say jack about Hunter Biden's laptop and the thousands of classified documents found at 5 different homes that Joe Biden occupies, along with Hunter Biden.
They take top secret information very seriously.
Very seriously.
Don't even joke about it, man.
Don't joke.
No.
We're not joking.
No.
This is not a joke.
So
not a
serious.
Joke. Not a joke.
So serious. Wait. I think I got a piece right here.
Oh, wow.
That would be it's like, Joe, where'd you pull that piece out of?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Garage? That was my favorite. Well, yeah. He found a box in the garage.
Next to the vet. Okay. So now let's jump to, this is a very quick jump. Sam Smith.
Oh, we are going to talk about Sammy.
Sam Smith.
Oh, God bless his little demonic
so
soul.
So the Grammy Awards were Sunday night. And full disclosure, I have been nominated for a Grammy Award 5 times. Okay? And I have actually, this is kind of confession time a little
sure.
bit.
Sure, okay.
Everybody says it's just an honor to be nominated. No, that's not true.
You want to win.
You want to win.
Yeah.
You want
of course
to win.
You do.
Why would you?
Why would yeah,
you,
why would you?
I'm going to get in a game and not want to win. No. Nope.
Yeah.
That's not me.
That
I want to win.
That is definitely not you.
It is an honor to be nominated, but I want to win. So I've carried a little bit of, I didn't notice it until Sunday night. I've carried a shred of bitterness.
Really?
Over the fact that I never won a Grammy Award. It's what I do,
yeah,
right?
And I can see it.
And it's the highest, you know, was the highest pinnacle of award that your community and peers could bestow upon you. And I wanted it.
Sure.
I did.
I get it.
I, Sunday night, became so grateful that I was in no way a part of any organization that would show what they showed and then elevate it.
Yes.
Celebrate it.
Gosh.
Sing its highest praise. Here we go.
And denounce people, on top of that, before you do, you go into it, denounce people that actually were offended by it.
Yep. That's a good look.
No. Oh,
yeah. I've got to get a horned top hat.
Yeah, no.
Okay, hang on. This is the end of the performance.
Yeah. Totally sexualized.
Looks like a Joe Biden speech.
Oh, it's sponsored by Pfizer. All right.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Gates of Hell brought to you by you Pfizer.
You can't write that. If they had let me and this idiot put the tagline.
I got a skit in my head already.
Put the tagline on that particular demonic, hellish, oh, God, angering performance.
Mm.
If we could have done anything we wanted to, that's exactly what we would have
in
done.
In a heartbeat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best comedy there is, real life.
Oh,
are
there's
you kidding me?
Nothing funnier than comedy, and nothing is funnier in comedy than real comedy.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
That was it.
That's unbelievable. Brought to you by the same people who are trying to kill you with medicine and cures. Get you coming and going.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so we probably got taken down everywhere but on our site just now, but whatever.
Probably.
What? Ever.
Who cares?
Two words. What?
Ever.
Ever. That's that. But, you know, here's the thing.
It's just disgusting. Okay, so here, I got a
question. And I pray for Sam Smith.
I was going to say, what would you say if you, so let's say you were nominated this year.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm there.
You're there.
I'm there.
And this happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then you win Christian Artist of the Year, Christian Song of the Year. You go up to get it, which, by the way, they didn't show.
Yeah.
So you go up to get it. What would you say?
Okay. Here we go. First of all, thank you. I appreciate this award. It means something that you would honor me. I appreciate it very much. A lot of people say it, but I actually mean it. All praise and glory goes to Jesus Christ because I wouldn't have any talent unless he put it in me.
Sure it is.
He is the creator. I'm just the reflector. And I'm honored that you see that. However, I have never been more ashamed and embarrassed to be a part of any organization ever in my life than I am right now. That performance that, bless his heart, Sam Smith and whoever that guy slash girl was that did that thing honoring Satan himself. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Do you not realize that that is the darkness, the damage that that movement, that thought process, that dark evil crap is doing to our kids, our society, our nation, our world is the fight. I'm not on that side. Thank you. Good night. Now, I would have left to the loudest boo you can imagine. It would have been legendary boo.
Yeah.
And I would have raised my hands and praised God all the way off stage. And then try to find Sam and deliver, get him some deliverance.
There you go.
He is not alone.
No. Because it's not him. It's
no,
the spirit.
It's not.
It's the spirit. It's the spirit behind it of Satan.
Yes.
That is what's going on.
Yes.
Period. End of story. If you're not angry and you don't hate that spirit, you better get off that fence.
Mm.
Because I'll tell you what ends up happening. You make a deal with the devil, and then years later, you end up looking like Madonna.
Well, you... Oh, dude. Okay. No.
I can help myself.
Now we got to show it. You know, it won't be hard to find.
Doesn't she even have a horn in her hair or something?
Can we just for a second before I pop that up there? Did you ever at any point in your life look at Madonna and go, okay, she's kind of hot?
Okay, full confession.
Honest?
This is confession day, right?
Okay, apparently.
When she first came on the scene, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
She got the little, you know, the bowl thing.
Yeah.
And she's, I think I like her. And she's edgy and she's cute and she dances well. And yeah, yeah.
So yes is your answer?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
And then last night.
I got over it.
It's like that ex that you're like, man, I let her get away. Yeah. I wonder what she's doing on Facebook. Click. Oh, God, no. Swipe. Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes rejection is protection. Okay, here you go.
But the question is, am I that guy for some girls?
You may be. So, yeah. Hey, but now you understand. You can feel for it.
No, I can empathize.
You can empathize. So, if you're choosing to somehow make a deal with the devil and be willing to do anything, literally sell your soul to the darkness, he's going to ask you to write a check eventually. Mm. And here's what it looks like after you sign it.
No, that's when he cashes it, isn't it?
That's
so you look great until he cashes the check. Mm.
Well, these days it's digital, so it's instant. Man, that is amazing. That just hurts me. That hurts.
I know.
Wow. That's so sad. Okay.
It is. Very sad.
By the time this gets seen, I don't know what the number will be, but there's some amazing things happening in the planet. Now the estimates of the 2/7 magnitude earthquakes that have happened in Turkey.
Yes.
The estimates are now 20,000 dead, 5,600 buildings and ancient castles collapsed. That country just got flattened.
Yeah, it did. I actually have a contact from some of the business that I do, and he's a good man, and I pinged him last night and asked him, I said, are you guys okay? And he's like, well, I am. I don't know if you know exactly where we're at.
He's at north of it?
He's northwest.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, but I have people that we're worried about. Mm-hmm. So I prayed with him. And
Good stuff.
He's a good man.
Well, I'm sitting here scrolling at the news, and I don't have any idea where to start.
I know.
I truly don't know where to start.
There's too much going on.
It's just amazing.
You know, it's funny because, you know, like the thing last night with Sam, that stuff really is a distraction. And it's sickening, and it makes you sick to your stomach, but it's a distraction. And the outrage over it has been unbelievable of how many people have been outraged over it. And, of course, they've been defined as, you know, the religious right, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, guys, we're going to be looked as crazy, and that's okay, because the crazy is what God needs right now. We need to speak out and be honest about the truth and call this stuff out when it happens, you know?
Right. If we only had a song.
You know, didn't someone write a song?
Yeah, but I'm not sure. Do we have time for it?
Isn't it Call Me Crazy?
Let me check.
I'm not sure.
We'll play that. Okay. Not now. We've got
as we're getting out.
It is the right song. Yes.
Yes, we will, please. Do that. I think it's a great song for it.
So
one of my favorites of his.
One quick thing that jumped out that just to get you a little bit angrier because you're Catholic or used to be.
Well,
recovering. So the satanic.
I think I know
temple.
Where you're
going. Those people.
Mm-hmm.
They have opened. They have announced that they're opening a religious medical services clinic in New Mexico, and it will provide free religious medication abortion care
to
women in the state.
Religious medication, that doesn't even go together.
Well, if you are sacrificing babies to Baal,
under the guise of a
medical service.
Mm, sure.
Does it make more sense?
Perfect sense.
More sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect sense. But we're doing a lot of that these days. we're doing a lot of the whole, I mean, you've probably heard how the UN's come out and said, hey, you know what? All you nations, you religious folk in the different nations, you got to make room for the LGBTQ plus P, Z, X, Y.
M-O-U-S-E?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because that's just, you have to do that. When did sexual orientation and preferences and choice become a religion?
Exactly.
When did that happen?
Well, when they decided to go straight at God, straight at Him, without subtlety, without anything. That's what you saw with that Sam Smith thing on the Grammys. There's no subtlety anymore.
No.
It is for real. Yeah. Our church is bigger than your church.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is going to be, it's going to be the church of climate.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the church of gender identity. It's the church of abortion.
Yep.
It's all the things that tear down, try to tear down. It will not succeed, by the way, in the name of Jesus.
It won't.
It will not succeed. The score remains after a couple thousand years, and it will remain eternally. Satan, zero. God, always. Is that one of the shirts you're going to do? Please tell me.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
But it doesn't stop me from being angry.
Well, you're
even knowing
to
that we're going to win, it still makes me mad.
But you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be love the things that God loves and hate the things God hates. It's all over the scripture. You're supposed to, but it's never people. You're not supposed to, because God loves His creation. He hates the sin that takes them away from Him. That's what He hates, and that's why when we affirm people, we're just letting them wallow in sin that keeps them away from God. And that is not right.
Well, as a Reformed Catholic, you'll love this. You know, Sam Alito, obviously a conservative Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he ruled in the Roe v. Wade takedown last year. Mm-hmm. He was one of the votes to do so.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally naming the facility the Samuel Alito's Mom's Satanic Abortion Clinic. In 1950, Samuel Alito's mother did not have options, and look what happened.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So.
So you know what? I keep sipping on this coffee a lot because I sense a note of like hazelnut and something. So you don't like... You don't like flavored coffee.
I have to show you.
No, you don't like flavored coffee.
Okay,
so, no.
We're not getting paid for this.
Wait. No, but here, you don't like flavored coffee because it's real men don't drink flavored coffee.
I get that. This is not flavored.
So what is it?
These,
what does it say?
These are tasting notes. This particular one
flavored.
Has brown sugar, hazelnut, and cinnamon. That's not a flavor. That's a tasting note. No, this is some friends of my wife.
Gary, 2024.
Thank you. Some friends of my wife have started a coffee company. They're not sponsors.
No. It's just so good. They gave us some coffee. It was fantastic.
We're not getting paid.
We're drinking it.
We just love their coffee. American Energy Coffee Company.
I like how they do the energy. Tell them, that's cool.
This is so cool. How they determine, they let you see the strength of it. It's a number of American flags, 1 to 5. Yeah. This is 4. It's got a little kick.
So it starts off.
Well, you should go. AmericanEnergyCoffee.com, I suspect.
So what you're saying is it starts off American and it ends with American.
Yes. Oh, we did coffee. Now we do tea.
Oh, the
this
soul
is
tea.
A sponsor. Soul tea.
Fantastic.
Incredible people, incredible product. If you have any issues with your
cholesterol,
it's very, very good for your heart. Any of those things that you may or may not be struggling with as you get to be as old as I am, you should do it. I'm pretty old. Pretty dang old, actually. But you're only as old as you feel, and I'm 162. No, I'm about 28.
In your mind?
I'm about 28 years old.
Absolutely.
Yep. But tell them about Soul Tea really quickly.
Oh, it's fantastic. So if you go and you use Truth2 and go to their website, which is?
SoulTea.com.
Thank you.
Pretty sure.
I just want to make sure he's paying attention.
It's been right there.
Well, I'm just making sure he's paying attention.
And that has been there, the Truth2 thing.
That's true.
It's there.
So if you go there and check it out, put that in, your first order is going to be very inexpensive for you to give it a try. If you have a checkup coming, go get checked up, get your numbers, take it for a couple months, go back and get another checkup. I know you're going to be very surprised.
Yes. Okay, so next week's going to be fun. We'll do our breakdown slash takedown of the State of the Union address that Joe's given tonight. I, for one, have already started popping popcorn. I'm going to have so much fun tonight. And I know it's wrong. Or is it?
What?
You tell me. I'm going to laugh my butt off through the whole thing.
The lies?
Because it's going to be lie after lie after lie after stupid, incoherent lie. Joe's going to be Joe, and it's going to be hilarious to me, so I'm going to laugh. Then I'm going to pray for Joe. So, because he is the leader-ish of this country, and I believe God can save anybody.
Absolutely.
I actually do.
I do too.
Call me crazy.
I'd love to see it on camera.
I want to see it tonight. God deliver him tonight on camera.
Let's do it. Amen.
That's a God thing.
Yes.
We've been saying he's going to do something amazing.
That would be freaking awesome.
Well, that's a fabulous lead-in to your recommendation for today's song. It's a little ditty that God dropped on me. We won't have time for all of it, but you can go to turbulenttruth.com and see it. Turbulent music. We're easy to find.
We are.
Call me crazy. Call me crazy.
And who are you?
I am still Gary Chapman.
Oh, and I'm Scott Kutcher.
And crazy as it may seem, this is Turbulent Truth.
Indeed.
Tell your friend you will not be the first. Call me crazy. You can rest assured that I've been called much worse. In this dead and wooden world, I guess I go against the grain. And for some, that's grounds to label me insane. But I really just don't care if you think I flipped my lid. 'Cause logic did not save me, Jesus did. I guess I'm blood has covered it.